VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Four Republicans voted with House Democrats Tuesday to approve a resolution condemning remarks made by President Donald Trump that they deemed racist about minority Democratic congresswomen. The House resolution said Trump's comments, quote, have legitimized and increased fear and hatred of new Americans and people of color. Before the vote, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called for the chamber to unite in expressing its disapproval.
There is no place anywhere for the president's words, which are not only divisive, but dangerous, and have legitimized and increased fear and hatred of new Americans and people of color.
The majority of Republicans rejected the resolution. Sudan's ruling military and the pro-democracy movement have signed a political document that's part of a power-sharing deal. It marks the end of weeks of stalled talks. The two sides signed a so-called political declaration, one of two documents that are part of the deal. The other document, a constitutional declaration, is likely to be signed within days. The U.S. State Department has imposed sanctions against four Myanmar military leaders over extrajudicial killings of Rohingya Muslims in the northern Rakhine State. The sanctions bar the military leaders and their families from entering the United States. U.S. authorities said Tuesday they have arrested former Peruvian President Alejandro Toledo on a Peruvian warrant for corruption charges, which he denies. The U.S. Marshals arrested Toledo in California, where he was a visiting scholar at Stanford University. He is expected to appear at an extradition hearing later this week. Prosecutors accused Toledo of taking a $20 million bribe from a Brazilian construction company in exchange for a government contract to build a highway. This is VOA News. Events across the United States kicked off observances marking the 50th anniversary of the historic Apollo 11 mission to the moon. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Apollo 11 astronaut Michael Collins was alone in lunar orbit in the command module when Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin were on the surface of the moon. He says there was no need for them to talk about what would happen if the two got stranded.
We weren't that stupid. We knew darn well if they couldn't get off from the moon, they were dead men.
Flight director Gary Griffin says he was too busy to think about the history being made.
Should have thought about it, but it didn't have time.
And in Huntsville, Alabama, where the Saturn V rocket was made.
Three,
5,000 small rockets firing at once to mark the liftoff of Apollo 11. I'm Tim McGuire.
President Donald Trump says Iran cannot test ballistic missiles that the U.S. sees as vehicles for carrying nuclear bombs. Trump made the comment while speaking with reporters Tuesday at the White House. He said he believes Iran must not develop a nuclear weapon or test ballistic missiles. A U.N. Security Council resolution that endorsed Iran's 2015 deal with world powers called upon, rather than obligated, Iran to refrain from testing missiles capable of carrying nuclear warheads. Tehran has long said its nuclear ambitions are peaceful and its missiles are defensive in nature. It's been 5 years since Malaysian Airline Flight 17 was shot down over eastern Ukraine, killing all on board. The Australian government says it will continue to work with the international partners to prosecute those responsible for the downing of the jet. Acting Australian Foreign Minister Simon Birmingham says his nation is recommitting itself to bring justice to the victims' families.
We're pleased that ahead of reaching this five-year anniversary, that work has culminated in the identification of individuals and work towards prosecution of those individuals. Now we want to make sure that prosecution proceeds and is successful, and we urge all those around the world to cooperate to allow that to happen.
Investigators believe the Ukrainian rebels probably mistook the Boeing 777 passenger jet for a Ukrainian military plane. Retired U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens, who joined the court as a conservative but became its most outspoken liberal, died Tuesday at 99. Stevens had suffered a stroke one day earlier and passed away in a hospital in Florida. When he retired in 2010 at the age of 90, Stevens was the second oldest and second longest serving justice in the court's history. The White House issued a statement late Tuesday offering the condolences of President Trump and his wife Melania. For all the latest news, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip hop, all the hits and more on VOA1.